It's 5:04. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. The federal government could decide this week whether to finalize plans to build a new Riverside courthouse in Des Moines, but the $137 million project continues to face local opposition. The General Services Administration wants to put the new building on the former site of the downtown YMCA. Art Sluzark is the chief communications officer for Meredith Publishing. He says putting a government building there would be a missed opportunity for economic development.
To sit there and put a building that will not have very good public access, that would look more like a prison than anything else, is just not does not make sense from an aesthetic standpoint or from a development standpoint.
The GSA says a new courthouse is necessary to better provide disabled access and more secure prisoner transfers. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino today announced the lineup for the Abe stage for Sioux City's Saturday in the Park celebration. Reggae singer, rapper, and beatboxer Matthew Paul Miller will be one of the headliners, as well Claudia Alexandria Feliciano. Other announced performers are True Feels, Arson City, Artificial Stars, Brady Rapp, Psychedelic Sidekick, Gallivant, Winter Wayfarer, and the Sioux City Conservatory of Music. The annual Saturday in the Park celebration will be held the first Saturday after the 4th of July, July 6th, at Sioux City's Grandview Park. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update at 5:32. I'm Mary Hartnett.